sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, at Choral Evensong on the seventh Sunday after Epiphany, February 23rd, 2025, entitled Image of the Shepherd. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. Jesus said, "The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." The word of wisdom speaking in the lesson from Proverbs is wisdom personified. Early biblical scholars identified this person as the feminine Sophia, the Greek noun and name, which means wisdom, intelligence, skill. And this wisdom, many scholars would argue, is divine wisdom or holy wisdom. The wisdom speaking in Proverbs 1, it could be argued, has some characteristics not usually identified with the holy God worshipped by Christians. There's an evident vengeance here. Wisdom being unforgiving of those who scoff and reject her counsel. "How long will scoffers delight?" she says. "I have called and you have refused. I will mock when panic strikes. I will laugh at your calamity." Holy wisdom in this instance is in stark contrast to the person of God manifested in Jesus the Son. Wisdom would seem to have no time for second chances. Mercy and forgiveness are not quoted as characteristics of this person. The Jesus of the Gospel teaches that he is the gate, the shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. We don't interact much with sheep in our day or location, certainly not like those in the time and locale of Jesus. When we hear mention of the Good Shepherd and sheep, no doubt it conjures up images of a light-skinned Jesus in a perfectly pressed robe, bleached pure white, carrying on his shoulders a fluffy, clean, white lamb. I expect that is far from the reality of what Jesus was trying to communicate. The reality of sheep is quite different from how we might dream about them. Sheep are difficult to train. They are simple, gentle spirits who scare easily. They love to rub their bodies up against sides of fences and trees when they're shedding, leaving clumps of wool behind. There are often a few internal leaders in a herd, but the majority of sheep are happy to follow. Their depth perception isn't very good, so they often have to rely on someone showing them the way through the gate. Most of the time, they're quiet, with a few contented baas or bleats. But if you've caught them and they don't want to be caught, they scream. They do everything they can to get away. And they usually stink. The picture we have in our minds of Jesus the Good Shepherd often inadvertently paints us as being good sheep. Somehow, we're all basically good, right? When Jesus is depicted carrying a lamb on his shoulders, I think it's likely that the lamb is bleeding for dear life. Perhaps even wriggling around, trying to get free. Maybe if we're honest with ourselves, we might find that closer to our own experiences too. Maybe you like to believe that when Jesus carries you, you're well behaved and soft, that you know God knows better than you do, and you're willing to let go of control and allow God to work. In reality, though, perhaps all of us bleat and wriggle a whole lot. Perhaps the very reason for needing rescue in the first place is our incessant need to be in full control, knowing better than anyone what is wise in our particular situation. But when we come to know our place as sheep, what comes with it is the will to follow the leader and to be willing to also lay down our lives for one another, just as the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. We need not die for one another, but if we will the best for others, we will be able to give from our store of what brings life to someone who needs a little of what we have. We lay down our life. Jesus is carrying us, carrying you. We may need to revise the image we have of both the Lamb and the Good Shepherd. Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.